hear sounds of a man using a defibrillator, only to have his arms ripped from his body. For almost 100 years, Americans have flocked to movie theaters to witness nightmare fuel like this, whether it's looking up from a psychopath's basement torture pit.
It rubs lotion on its skin, it does this whenever it's told.
Or being chased by a chainsaw-wielding maniac. How can a genre thrive dramatizing events we'd totally hate to experience in real life? How do you get sucked into this world?
I've been a fan of horror movies, I guess, since I was a little kid. I went to Catholic school. Going in there and sitting in church and seeing all the stained glass windows of the crucifixion and thinking it was terrifying.
Mark Bloss works in the West Cobb Barbershop here in Syracuse. His relationship with horror movies? Well, it's complicated.
I remember shortly after I watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I was at my aunt and uncle's house. My aunt asked me to walk into the living room and get something for her. They had all the lights off, and my uncle was waiting in the living room with a real chainsaw, but it didn't have a chain on it. He popped out from behind the couch and revved that thing, and I sprinted out the door and took off running down the street. My dad had to come chase after me. And
horror's popularity traces back to the classic Universal monster movies of the 1930s. Titles like Frankenstein, Dracula, and The Mummy.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
In the decades since, horror movies have found new and exciting ways to terrify us. Just last month, the film adaptation of Stephen King's It broke box office records, raking in over $123 million in just its opening weekend. I asked Jack Shoulder about his horror roots. After all, many consider him a horror movie expert. He's directed several, including The Hidden and Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge.
I remember going to see, when I was very young, The Wizard of Oz. Scared the hell out of me. When they poured the water on the witch and she melted, I totally freaked out.
So what keeps audiences downright bloodthirsty for a theater scare?
I mean, you know, if you're watching, you know, a good classic drama movie, you're seeing the things that you normally experience in your life, but sort of in a heightened way. Most people have some experience of you know, being in love, and whereas nobody's had the experience of seeing, you know, someone had their head cut off, you know, with a chainsaw. So.
Don't get me wrong. I like seeing the demonic little girl in The Exorcist projectile vomit into a priest's face just as much as the next guy.
What is it?
But it's hard for me to get into the headspace of a real horror fan. Skittish grad student John Boudreau likes his scares on the silver screen.
Psycho, Hitchcock's Psycho remains like a gold standard for me. I've seen that movie so many times, and there are still scenes that give me that kind of sweaty palm, edge of your seat feeling. And it's funny because in real life, if a cricket jumps out at you unexpectedly, you kind of go, whoa! So, you know, I'd rather keep my jump scares on screen.
And when it comes to cinema, I always thought horror kind of filled those same shoes that punk rock filled for music, which was, you know, it was something that not everybody is going to relate to. There's a lot of things and ideas that can get put into horror movies that I think you'll find are absent in a lot of other forms of cinema.
The thing that I like about horror films is you can kind of do anything. There's a lot of freedom, and also I get to kill off people I don't like.
No pain.
It's like riding a roller coaster. You're going there to be scared. You're going there to, you know, have some sort of experience.
Eric Binion is the talent buyer for After Dark Presents, the promoter that's putting on the Freddy Fest event this weekend.
That's a big reason people still go to movies, to be scared in a dark theater.
This weekend's Freddy Fest will feature Q&A sessions with special guests, including director Jack Shoulder, special local vendors, and plenty of cosplay. The festival will also screen all 7 Freddy Krueger films, and horror fans like Mark Bloss are looking forward to seeing them in their original 35mm format.
Being in a theater with a bunch of other people in the dark, seeing that large screen, that makes the experience fun and a little bit more than just sitting there in silence at your home and watching movies. I love seeing stuff like that come to my city, and I think places like the Palace providing cinema lovers with opportunities to see things like that, it's worth going out there and supporting because you want to keep things like that coming here.
As a burned-up child killer with razor blade fingers, Freddy Krueger seems a little flawed to be a cultural touchstone.
That was then. This is now.
Oh, sorry, Freddy. The past is in the past. But with so much baggage, What makes this Dream World Killer a worthy film festival honoree?
I mean, I think he's really an iconic villain of horror cinema, particularly in the last, 20, 30 years.
I think Freddy was a very iconic villain, the way that he looked, the way that he talked, some of the funny things that he said.
He's a guy who he really enjoys being evil, and it's kind of fun to watch that. Again, it's that kind of breaking the social norms. The villain is kind of the hero.
It's just like Frankenstein and the Mummy and the Wolfman from the early part of the last century. Freddy, Leatherface, Jason are kind of the new versions of Frankenstein as far as iconic horror characters.
These days at our cinemas, we're bombarded with superhero movies, cartoon sequels, and comedy blockbusters all elbowing each other for our attention. But films like Nightmare on Elm Street, Alien, Friday the 13th, and Halloween played a crucial role in establishing the genre as a part of the 21st century entertainment landscape. Not bad for a genre many thought of as a passing fad.
You shouldn't have buried me. I'm not dead.
Lots of us will go to horror movies for their outside-the-box thinking. Or we just want to spend time with like-minded fans. So Freddy Fest honors all the reasons we might flock to a theater to have the bejesus scared out of us.
Your wish is my command.